Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent taking you to 1 Corinthians for today's question. Have you ever noticed that if someone with a celebrity status professes faith in Christ, he or she can become an evangelical icon and spokesperson within a matter of days? We rightly celebrate the salvation of anyone, whether a homeless man or a congressman. But it seems the church is preoccupied these days with exploiting the salvation of the rich and famous. And John, that runs counter to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1, quote, "There are not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise." John, what was Paul's point there?
I think there are several points there. One is that the mighty and the noble and the wise aren't interested in the gospel. They're interested in their own achievements, their own accomplishments, their own wisdom. And like the rich young ruler, he went away sorrowful because he was very rich. He wanted eternal life. Oh, but not at the expense of his riches, not at the expense of his reputation, not at the expense of his privilege and position in life. That's not true of folks who are ignoble, humble, broken, foolish, weak. Don't you remember that in the ministry of Jesus, it was all of the spiritual elites that hated him, and the people who came to him and loved him and listened to him were the tax collectors and the prostitutes and the petty criminals and the lowlifes? Because there's a level of desperation there, because there are no delusions about their condition. But that's also by God's design. Because when people are converted, he gets all the glory and he puts his grace on display.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from 1 Corinthians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.